Welcome back to an episode of the Lords of Lobang. We are here with a very special guest, Mr. Dan Wong.
Hello, friends.
Oh, welcome, welcome.
From Thank the you Longkang so much. Kiddies.
From Longkang
Kiddies. Thank you so much for having
He's
me.
He's bringing the sewer of the Longkang Kiddies into our Lobangs, lah.
Yeah.
And then we mix it up and then we spit it out to you guys.
He's bringing the sewer with the fucking nectar of reason.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reason?
Not reason. Would you say that Jerry is... The voice of reason.
Yes, Jerry is the voice of reason.
He's the voice of the fence. He's always on the fence, right? He's always in the middle. He's always in the middle. He never takes a side. He's the UN, basically. To stop war from breaking out.
Hey, true.
That's yeah. Not but actually, let's not sully Jerry's name by linking
with
the UN.
But also on the behind, he's instigating parts on both sides.
Right.
So to make himself feel like he's, you know, the protector.
So you're like
behaving like a cat.
Yeah.
He's building missiles close to the Russian border.
Yeah. Illuminati kind of stuff.
Yeah. Freemason, Illuminati kind of stuff.
How have you guys been in the long, long years that we have been apart?
Well, apparently someone here misses the listening room.
Yeah, someone wants to go back to those glory
days. Listening room days.
But long
gone. No one understands what that means because I've edited it out.
No, but we've been okay.
And it's so easy, right? It's right at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're still off the video.
Okay.
So no one can see our faces.
Can you answer me this very simple question? Why are we all naked?
Because there's no video.
Yeah. Because the weather's hot. Yeah. You know, you're sweating. Yeah. You got to cool your balls.
And it's actually been a theme right now. I think people don't actually trust that we are being honest about the nakedness. But now we see Dan Wong here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it because, you know, when I was in Japan, we went to the onsen, you know, you had to show your dick to everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's natural. No worries.
Yeah.
And another reason why we're all naked is because, you know, the topics on this podcast might be or might get a little bit sexual.
Yeah. Right.
So we want to know who is going to be the weakest here.
Yeah.
Who is going to get the erection first?
Who?
Okay. First erection loses.
Who comes first? Wait, no.
Who comes first loses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
First come, first lose. Hey, first come, first lose. Yes.
Yeah.
First come,
so first this lose. This is what I don't understand about soggy biscuit challenge.
Yes.
You know, where everyone stands in a circle and jerk off on the biscuit and then the last person to jerk off gets to eat the biscuit.
What? Yes.
Because then the winner is the loser. Shouldn't the first person to come have to eat the biscuit?
No, this is the loser taking revenge on those fuckers who can last long. If anyone suggests the soggy biscuit challenge, you know he's a premature ejaculator.
Right. And he wants to come back on the...
On the fucking...
the ones who can last.
Yeah.
The ones who can last the longest.
I like how we have to use all the come words.
Right.
He has to come back with something.
Yeah.
The last one wins. You know, it could actually... work at... backfire on him. Like, he is premature.
Right.
But then he's in a line with all guys, so he can't even get hard. But then all of them, for some reason, can.
No, but I think if he's going to suggest that they do it, right, I think he has got experience before.
The first person to suggest this challenge would be like, I think this guy has done it before. Yeah.
Right.
This guy's a veteran, lah. Yeah, this guy's a veteran.
No,
he knows how to time it right.
My first thoughts is this guy is as sick as this stepfather who bought his... stepdaughter's only fan.
Hey, let's not call this gentleman a sick man.
Beautiful.
He was supportive.
He was investing in a product.
Yeah.
In our Asian country, if you give money to people, it is the highest form of love, adoration.
So in a way, it was him supporting his stepdaughter's future. La.
Yeah. Supporting her business venture.
Her business venture.
La. Yeah.
Especially, as I read the article, it appears that this girl doesn't have a lot of subscriber because she was able to narrow it down to 6 people.
She was just starting on, I think.
I think that this girl was also trying to be like trying to lay low,
right?
Like, she didn't want everyone to know. She was like
doing something on the side.
I'm going to be picky.
Yeah,
I'm going to like geo-block people and everything.
Valid strategy.
She didn't do it well.
Looking at her pictures,
she did not do it well.
No, but I'm really curious to know, how did the stepfather find out?
Yeah.
So, this only indicates that he was already creeping on her.
Or but even then, like,
Instagram.
How the fuck did he...
Her Instagram will have like links to her OF.
Oh, that's actually quite dumb.
Yeah.
Because if you have your like normal Instagram with family,
let me just verify.
And then you put your fucking like links.
Let me try to verify this.
What fucking all links or link tree or whatever. Yeah. then you're asking for
let's
it.
Let's just say from the research that we've done about people who are working on OnlyFans, usually it's on Twitter.
No. Yes.
Usually the links are all on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's where the gutter filth is.
For the thing is, right, even if she has a link tree to her OnlyFans, right, it would be behind a paywall. So even if family found it, right, and maybe she's being honest with her, they're not expected to go buy and pay for the subscription.
She was wrong.
She was wrong.
Yeah.
Was
so the step
this man had cash in his pocket and desire in his heart.
Yeah. And the willingness to create a separate
and
account.
Frothing and foaming.
Desire in his turtle head.
Yeah. So
he created another account, right? And then added her. Not added her, but subscribed to her OnlyFans account.
At that point of time, his account was still anonymous, right? Nobody knew that it was him, right?
Correct.
That's how you do it. If you have an OnlyFans account, it should be anonymous.
Mm. Yeah.
With a ridiculous display picture.
She has a link tree.
She has a link tree.
So, what's the OnlyFans? What's the OnlyFans name? What's the handle?
Capital letter X.
X.
Okay.
T-A-I-X.
T-A-I-X.
Sorry, her name is Talia. So, she has two X for her. Like, she calls herself Thai.
X-T-R-X or Thai.
X-T-R-X.
Ah, I see.
Okay. At the risk of sounding shallow, may you show me her picture so I can see how hot she
Nah, I see.
Okay.
That's exactly.
But be careful, Dan.
Yes, sir.
First to get an erection, loses.
Yeah. I really like this game because this whole soggy biscuit thing. Like I've done out some reading about this.
We are not going to do the soggy.
It's a very, it's a very Western.
We are going to do hit the flagpole.
So in the Western culture, I don't like that. In the East here, we emphasize self control, discipline,
right.
So actually, the winner is the person who can hold the longest because you can control.
Right. The first person to get an erection have to sing Marikita.
Marikita.
Our national anthem.
And maintain the erection.
And maintain the erection. Yes. Yeah. The second person who gets an erection has to say the pledge.
Oh my god.
To recite the pledge.
I gotten myself into.
Recite the pledge this way.
Yeah, with our hands in a Nazi salute.
People have been like sending TikToks around. Few Malay fellas who were back for reservists at one of the camps, right?
Yeah.
They did some TikTok shit where all of them were doing like the Nazi salute.
Oh my god, why?
Their friend like took the TikTok video from the top.
And they thought it's funny, lah.
They thought it was cool, lah.
They're all under investigation now.
Oh no.
And you're doing it in uniform.
Dumbest
shit
ever.
Wow.
She's Aussie.
Oh, Aussie.
I didn't realize she was so close by.
Then that explains why the stepdad bought her material.
That explains the lack of people. The fact that the stepdad found out and bought and supported $2,000.
Yeah.
Explains quite a lot.
But
man.
The stepdad, the thing about
she was just trying to replace her dad, lah. Let's be honest.
Yeah, probably. She wanted another stepdad.
I think if her biological dad was alive, he would have spent a little bit more.
Yeah. He would have given her more than $2,000. Hopefully.
But he did.
The good thing about him is that he just didn't give money. He also gave words of encouragement. Mm. In her DMs.
Yeah, because he asked for custom things.
Yeah.
He's like,
hey baby, you're doing well. Can you show that ass a little more?
Yeah.
I'll give you an additional $50.
Yeah, I think the support would have been fine. You know, he just gives her money and say, hey, don't send me the video. You don't have to send me a video. I'll just give you money. He said, why? And he's like, don't send. But this guy was saying like, can you send me a video with you in this, doing that? He was like, my mom has something like that. Yeah, I just wanted to see a younger version of her.
Can you wear this summer dress that you wore last summer at the beach with your mother? Yeah. I just want to see that.
Yeah.
See that video.
My mother?
Yeah, your mother.
So is the mother in question still on this planet?
Yeah.
The mother, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The mother is still alive, yeah. So the mother remarried.
And I don't think she... I think she might look pretty similar to the...
Yes. The daughter. Because of her TikTok, this girl went on TikTok to... reveal this whole thing. The whole thing was on TikTok.
So she's a rat. She took his money, got creeped out, and then went on TikTok and be a rat.
No, that's an Australian mindset.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
It's a sad Australian mindset that has like fucking invaded the minds of young girls there.
Right.
Where they all think that they are like fucking princesses.
Right. If she's so fucking angry that the stepdad supported her, give back the money, lah.
Yeah, give back the money.
Yeah, right.
You put yourself out there. You put material out there.
Yeah,
it's open for everyone.
Well,
I mean, if you make him happy once in a while, what's the harm?
He's not related to you via like blood.
Exactly. Yeah, do you think it's possible to compartmentalize this? I'm just curious. Like, for example,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's say you're the girl and you realize your stepdad is probably jerking off to your OF material, but he never in real life like approaches you to proposition you sexually, and everything just goes on normally in the household, you know.
You're just describing a gentleman.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, fine.
You go about your own business, and I'll go about mine. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, silent operator, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
In the mornings, we may not look eye to eye, but that's okay.
That's okay.
Hey, maybe Demon's right. Too quick to judge him. Maybe he's using her and all these custom materials to help him perform in the bedroom.
Oh.
You know?
Because the mom or his wife now might not be that good looking or that attractive to him now.
Each might have.
So he is like,
but he loves her.
He loves her. Yeah. And he's like, I don't need to imagine how she would have looked in a prime.
Yeah.
I've got an example.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, it doubles, you know, it's doubling up as me funding her and like giving her some money.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So I want her to be successful, but now I have got something to gain from it.
That's
as well.
Why the wife is like, why am I always in doggy position and your phone is on my
my ass. Back? Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you have a phone on my ass? And you seem to be typing in the phone as you're fucking me as well.
Oh, he's got a projector like projecting the shit onto the ceiling.
Yeah.
I was just thinking he doesn't even bother to turn off the sound. Then you hear
tuck tuck tuck. And ding when he sends a message.
I was like, can you do this now? I'm in urgent need of it. Wear this now. Wear this now. I was like, what? You want me to wear an apron? I was like, yeah, she's preparing dinner.
Yeah, wear an apron and bake me a cake.
Yeah. Actually, we don't know. She didn't really reveal
go into the kitchen, the third drawer, and just open it.
Well, that's a bit too specific.
What?
Do you guys believe that, like in the case of a father and a daughter, or a brother and a sister, our bodies naturally exude pheromones that have anti-sex properties? You do not feel there's still a love involved. Yeah. Like I love my sister or I love my daughter, right? But the love is non-sexual.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Okay. Yeah.
It's
an evolutionary thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But you have to be in close proximity. Like you have to grow up.
Right. Grow up together.
They've
always
said that there is this phenomenon where if siblings or parents or what, they're separated at birth for a very long time and they meet later in life, there will be this there will be this natural attraction or something.
It could occur.
Yeah, but it's actually a confusion. It's the body like recognizing someone who's very familiar. So there's that.
So it's like a misinterpretation of the pheromones.
So what they thought is an attraction is actually just like, hey, that's someone familiar. Like maybe that one's someone familiar. But it gets mixed up because you don't have the
you didn't grow up together.
Yeah, you didn't have the proximity to get used to it and, you know, identify it as this.
Okay.
I think if you're cleaning someone's diapers and cleaning someone's shit, you shouldn't be naturally like attracted to them as when they grow up. I think that's a bit weird.
That's why it doesn't happen with families that are very
You should not fuck them when they're 18. You should fuck them when they're 10, after they stop shitting their diapers, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be one natural thing to do. Teach them young.
Hold on.
There you go.
Hold on.
This is why we have this on. It's malfunctioning.
You know what I mean?
There we go.
No, I'll give you the white one because it's a white story.
Yeah. The girl's white.
Man, Wei Ming.
Always good. Always good. Always safe.
We need to invest in a soundboard. Look at a soundboard.
Yeah.
But you know, this will do
there's no way they're going to get cancelled. We've Lim Wei Ming on our side.
I apologize, Josie, like in the delay of the Lim Wei Ming. Even though I've lost weight, my fingers are becoming like sausage fingers.
No, but it's okay. We got two. One Chinese, one white. We covered all bases.
Yeah.
We covered all bases.
Well, I don't know. I mean, okay, so she handled it by going on TikTok. And I think it's been...
Oh, TikTok, the, you know, all-solving app.
The destination of truth.
But that let me think, right? Could it be done for clout?
Oh, could be.
Could it be.
Could it have been embellished?
Oh, you're amazing. Right.
And then it got picked up.
Wow.
And fucking Barstool Sports picked it up.
And then now her OnlyFans will blow up.
Oh my God. Right. That's so clever.
Actually, you can Google and check the metrics.
I don't know how to do metric stuff. You
do it later, later.
Yeah.
We can verify it later.
We can be sure that more people are talking about her now.
Yeah. It's her subscriber count is no longer 6.
No, but
Yeah, for sure.
No, she was able to narrow it down to 6. But the other thing is, right, there's this, you know, the step fantasy thing category.
Right.
This could be playing towards that.
Yeah.
Right, right, yeah.
This whole thing.
Actually, because now that you mention it, yeah.
Because you have to understand, right, she put her, like, her Instagram, not private, that's normal because she wants the OF and her OF is linked there, so her family knows about it. So, you know,
it might all be a ploy.
Yeah,
it could be.
Or stepdad really did it to keep it authentic. You know, yeah. So she didn't have to embellish it. So it's like, you want to get famous?
I think the stepdad actually did it, and then she went on TikTok to reveal everything, and then knowing that you will blow up.
Maybe that's what the talk was about. Because how it was revealed was, she said she narrowed it down to 6 people.
Yeah.
And then she was like, she talked to him and said, are you, and then he came in and like say, we need to have a talk or
oh,
something.
Oh wait, so they're living in the same house.
Yeah.
So she,
Jesus.
And then this is where they came up with this whole thing. So now that you find out it's me,
she's
right?
She's young, right? How old is she?
20?
22, I think.
22.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you want to make more money, go on TikTok.
Right. So when the stepdad comes to the room to talk to her, did he lock the door behind?
What? No.
That's all we need to know.
The biggest question, was he fully clothed?
Yeah. He's like, he came in like, honey, you got to pull the skirt higher.
Yeah.
You know, we got to see some butt cheeks.
Yeah.
That's how you make some cash.
And that is not the summer dress I asked for.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the pink one, not the red one, bitch.
So haven't you learned from the custom videos?
Is this why you only have 12 subscribers?
Exactly.
Work harder.
You need to do better.
Oh my goodness.
And you're trying to be picky.
Now I'm getting Asian parent vibes.
Asian parent.
Yeah. My daughter must be best in everything.
Yes, yes.
Even OnlyFans must be number one.
Yes. Dude, his race is not known. He might be Asian.
He might be
Asian.
Yeah,
because he's just a stepdad. But
he's
not
just a stepdad, yeah.
So they are white, but we don't know.
He might be Chinese, Vietnamese, or
overachieving stepdad.
Yeah, exactly.
Black. Yeah.
Yes.
Black. Oh, black. Aboriginal.
No, black. I don't think he will be giving $2,000 lah. Maybe maybe 20, maybe $20.
I do not care what you do in life, Dota.
Yeah.
Actually, I also won't. I don't think Chinese also.
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
Chinese will go and try to find on forum.
Oh, they try to torrent it lah.
Chinese Indian will torrent it.
Torrent it lah.
Only fans leaked.
Yeah. Leaked.
Yeah.
But this is stepdad lah. You cannot do that to your own daughter.
Why cannot?
Must support ma.
There's no such thing ah.
Step.
I think it's white lah. White fellow only will pay.
Yeah.
Right.
Probably. Yeah.
Stepdaughter support.
Did I need a lip ring?
No. Nah, I mean, we talk about support. It's very important. Because when you have no support, right, you end up maybe doing stupid stuff.
Mm.
Like when there's a plane landing, you open the bloody door.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are like, we should take a master class from you guys on how to segue.
Segue, right?
Yeah.
Fucking amazing, man. No. Did you give him a cue or what? Did you
I could sense it.
He appreciated it by knocking the thing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Nice. How did you know when to just go to the next topic?
It's luck.
This is how our pheromones are intertwined and linked together, because we've been working so long
and
together.
And that's why we don't get hard around each other.
Exactly.
Maybe like we release a little bit of gas now and then. Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Next topic.
That's what we do. But I mean, it's just natural to go this way for this fella who wanted to. I didn't know he wanted to take his life. Actually, I thought he was just really
like fucking around.
Yeah, because he said to the authorities that he was accidentally touched the thing, accidentally. Do you know how hard? Not how hard lah. But you know, there's a process to.
Yeah, there's a process to opening. Yeah.
So you can't accidentally open the damn door. It has to be intent. It has to be done with intent. Yeah. And like I said. You can't do it in the air, right?
Yeah, if you're above a certain altitude, the plane doors will not open because of the
pressure.
Like.
So he waited to it.
When just about to land, actually.
Just about to land, and it was like about to land, he opened
it. I think it was like 200 meters above ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the wind, like from the video we saw, right, the wind pressure that came in through the door was hot. Wow, boom.
200 meters above ground.
Yeah. It was about to come
out. Wow, that means it's not that high.
No.
Yeah, it's not that high.
He had to wait until the air pressure difference was almost similar.
So it was still high enough, apparently, for some people to faint, though. Loss of cabin
hyperventilation.
Pressure.
Was it like 2 people fainted and then 9 people had to
hyperventilated.
Be hyperventilated.
The you know that bridge, the float thing that would open when you open the door? It ripped off.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, whoa. Because it was still coming out at speed. You know, when you're landing, it's still at speed.
Oh, dude, that's dangerous, man. If that flew into the engine,
No, no, he was behind the engine, right?
He was behind because there's some doors that's in front of the engine. Yeah, yeah. If that flew into the engine and fuck up the engine, that would like compromise the plane.
What he did could have still compromised the...
Right.
But he did it when he was at the lowest level. It's not safe. We can tell at the video. But wow.
The only mistake that didn't happen was everyone ganging up together, take him and then throw him out.
No, they had to remain in the seats.
Just push him out, lah. He wants to jump. Go, sir, please.
No, but how do you know that he wanted to jump? Was it said inside that he...
I think there was a line. I was reading that he wanted to jump out.
Why didn't he undo
and then people were like holding on to him or something. Yeah, like that. Good citizens, lah.
They held on to him.
Yeah.
They held on to him.
Hoping to beat him up or some shit.
I think definitely the crew might have like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because like if the pilot says like landing stations, right? Mm-hmm, then the crew there will be someone who would actually sit around the area where the emergency door is. What?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, there should be a crew there, right? Crew
yeah, then there. The crew will be like sitting like, facing us.
Yeah.
Right.
No, there were people running down the aisles.
Wow, that's such a stupid thing to do, man.
Yeah, what if you get sucked out, right?
You get sucked out.
They were panicking.
No, they're too low to the ground for the, you know,
the whoosh to happen. Yeah, whoosh okay.
Oh, shit. But did you see the blasting blast?
That's why they said the
ones closest... Oh, they will be blasted inside, lah.
Yeah, the ones closest started to faint. Yeah. Because
But the oxygen mask did come down, lah. But I don't think they could, like, even, like, gather the bus. The wind was like fuck.
Yeah, I mean if that was me on the plane, I'd be like, this is the best ride I ever had. Being front seat, like, dude, I always want to see the roller coaster and feel some sense of danger. Now I'm feeling the full sense of danger.
Imagine those people in business or first. If this flight, I don't think this flight at first, business
yeah,
what the fuck, I paid so much money for
this.
And then I'm not even like having the front seat to see what's happening.
Yeah.
And I might die.
It's like money not well spent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're right. They did say he tried
and
to jump
and
up.
And unluckily, the ones who were right at the front or where the emergency seat is, they're all like elderly folks. They definitely didn't enjoy the wind like crushing you their face, you know?
Yeah. They did look old.
They did look old on the
clip,
I see.
Put some millennials there, they'd be like, yeah, we're on a roller coaster. We're at Six Flags Magic Mountain now.
The millennials are the Gen Z.
Actually,
the
not
Gen
really.
Z's Gen
Z
is
the one that was
the
filming.
Gen Z is not really. Fucking hell, you remember the clips that came out of Minnesota? Like after the George Floyd, the whole riots and everything?
Right. Mm.
So like they fucking burned down the police stations and everything, right?
Mm. Right, yeah.
And then they were like just walking through the streets. It was like free for all.
Mm.
And I think people like started robbing each other and shit.
Mm.
And then these millennials who had like fucking signs.
Gen Z.
Yeah. The Gen Z, we are millennials, right? Mm.
We are millennials.
Who had signs like defund the police and shit like that.
Mm.
Once they were like, they feared for their lives, they're like, call the cops.
Yeah.
That would
be an amazing video of someone holding defund the police and be like, call the cops.
It was one of like the most shared videos during like the riots.
Right, yeah.
It was like, fuck, oh, you are holding a sign that says defund the cops.
Yeah.
And then immediately when shit hits a fan, call the cops.
So
they can't answer, you defunded them.
Yeah.
This is phones. So humanity and society's problem at large, right?
Mm.
It's like, if it's not my problem, I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until it happens to me, then be like, no, protect me. Because my interest is the most important now.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm getting robbed now, so call the cops, right? Yeah, I don't want to die.
On a side note, the autopsy report of George Floyd got released. I got leaked or something.
Oh, okay.
And it shows that he died from a drug-induced heart attack.
Oh, this changes some things.
Changes everything. So his neck, his back, nothing was broken.
Wasn't suffocated.
No trauma to the tissue around that area. Yeah, he wasn't suffocated.
He got a heart attack.
He had
fucking sway.
A cocktail, like he had drugs, multiple drugs in his system.
He had a Michael Jackson cocktail.
Not as bad.
Okay. Yeah,
but he had meth, he had fentanyl, he had like
pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, he didn't have the good drugs that Michael Jackson has because that guy's a multimillionaire.
That's true.
Yeah.
And at least that guy did it for years and years and years.
Yeah.
this fella just one trip,
and then
to a grocery store, and then
and then he succumbed to it.
But I'm really happy that Derek Chauvin, that hero, is now
walking freely among
no,
us.
No, hopefully he'll walk freely.
Hopefully walk freely. Yeah. And hopefully he get to vote in multiple states as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully he continues to kneel.
but preferably not on someone's neck lah.
No, you should do it if it's a criminal.
Not on his neck lah.
He didn't do it on the neck lah, let's be honest.
Okay, la, he did. He was resting his knee on the back.
On the back.
And then the problem is that he's having a heart attack, so that's probably why he couldn't breathe.
Even if he had the knee on the back or not, this fellow would have died. He had fentanyl in his system.
Cannabis and meth.
Why cocktail on? So crazy.
So crazy. Yeah.
Chasing the high.
He was
chasing the
he
high.
He was in the middle of committing a crime.
Right.
He had a fake $20 bill which he wanted to use in a store.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the store clerk like called up the cops.
So what do you guys think of Kyle Rittenhouse?
The guy is a loose cannon.
Loose cannon.
Yeah. The guy should be on Mount Rushmore.
Besides
his face.
besides George Washington.
With the crying face.
Sorry, Rittenhouse is a white boy that shot.
Yeah.
Shot who? A mob, right?
He shot three guys, if I'm not wrong, who were chasing him and attacking him.
They were protesters, right? They were not armed, right?
They were not armed, but they wanted to attack him.
They wanted to attack him.
And I think they were being they were trying to say that these people were all innocent people who just came for the protest. But then they went to, eventually in court, they came to know that all these fellas had cases.
I think one of the guys that he shot was a pedophile or something.
Career criminal.
He had a sexual, his sexual offender, basically.
So he might have been chasing him to actually.
Yeah.
I want to see you naked.
I think it's good that there's one less pedophile in this world.
Yeah.
That aside.
Yes.
How much money? How much?
I don't like this question, but carry on.
No, I have to ask you this. Our relationship is dependent on this.
Yeah.
Okay. How much Singaporean dollars?
Yes.
Would you pay to purchase the rare Kyle Rittenhouse assault rifle?
Oh,
like it's like gold rarity. And
I just breathe a sigh of relief. I thought you were asking.
Let's not address it. Let's not address it.
Yeah.
I know where your mind is.
The assault rifle.
Yeah.
It's like floating in front of him. There's a golden aura around it. You know.
Any kid that I purchase will not be sexually assaulted. I just want to put it out there. The kid will only be used to clean the house.
He had to mention it.
Slave.
I told you he's a sadist.
You know,
when I told you
if we were on a stage and then Sean locks up.
Yes.
And what will happen?
Yes.
This is exactly what will happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Same only cooking and cleaning, folks.
Okay.
Only cooking and cleaning.
If you ever purchase kids, you only before slave labor.
Cooking and cleaning.
Cooking and cleaning. Oh, very specifically.
Technically, he's not slave because he's living under the same roof as I.
Okay.
No, but it's a very weird choice.
So
you're going to pick a kid to cook. Yeah. What does a kid know about food?
Just boil water, cook ramen noodles.
No, he wants one of those MasterChef
the
kids.
The kid needs to cook for himself because the kid has to survive.
MasterChef kids.
Okay. Yeah.
What are the advantages of a kid over, let's say, domestic help?
I'm not paying the kid. So that's a plus.
But you already
you
said that
you
buy
pay,
the
yeah,
kid
yeah,
one.
Oh, one
no,
time
I'm not,
payment.
I'm not paying monthly subscription for the kid. Yeah, it's a one time payment.
One time payment.
Yeah. Or maybe I just pick him up from the street. I don't know. Whichever is easier.
Okay.
Streets of Cambodia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Depends on the chloroform if it's strong enough.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think you'll be a fair and just slave master?
I think I'll be one of the good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're the ones with the good aim.
Yeah.
You see, he just sidestepped your question.
He did.
By using a totally different term that you did not offer.
Yes.
Good one. Yes. What do you mean by good?
I'm not going to hurt them. I'm going to show them lots of love.
So he's more like the pharaohs of Egypt. Wait, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I have to plumb this depth now. Forget about an SR rifle. Okay.
Yeah.
If let's say the kid fucks up, will you slap him with the front of your hand or the back of your hand?
Oh, you're assuming I'm going to.
It's got to be rock and roller.
Yeah, he's assuming.
Backhand.
Look, this is something that I take offense.
Oh, apologize.
You're assuming violence first.
Okay.
Oh. And violence from me.
Yes.
No, I substitute the violence to my other kids.
Ah,
the older
he
kids.
Makes them beat each other.
Oh my god, you're terrifying.
So
I fear you now.
So then I'm the one who comes in and clean up
the
wounds.
Josie, what do you mean by other kids?
The older kids.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Because
like,
they are older
are these
kids.
Also slave kids?
These are kids that who may have or may not have walked into the house looking for a job.
First come, first serve.
And so They do the punishment, I do the healing, and then now I'm the good master.
Nice. Good cop, bad cop, right?
Yeah,
right.
And you let exactly.
the cruelty that exists in the hearts of children exactly. play it out in a simulated hierarchy.
Yeah.
But there's a flaw.
Yes, what is
now
the flaw?
How do you discipline the first one then?
With violence, no?
Yeah, but after that, he he forgets it because of all the goodness
because
that comes after.
No, because you hit him really hard.
No, it makes... Okay.
Because you hit him so hard.
No, now
he has
it makes sense. It makes actually makes sense.
Okay.
You discipline the first kid with violence,
yeah.
but then you bring in the second kid, right?
Yeah.
Then you tell him, now your duty is to discipline him. I will stop beating you.
Ah.
Yeah. And then it becomes a cycle.
But it still starts with the
so
violence.
It's right, yeah.
So you cannot claim non-violence because you were violent.
I think you claim that it has to be done.
Yeah.
But you can claim reduced violence, right? And you smacking everybody.
Yeah.
Right. You lower the violence in the household.
Yeah. I'm a loving dictator. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Benign.
benign dictator.
Or benevolent. You make the system work.
Right.
You make the system work.
As some people would call our former ruler of Little Island here.
Okay.
As a benign dictator.
Assuming, one day, right, you ask one of the middle kids, right?
Yeah.
Go out and buy me some shit. And he goes out to the NTUC, he walks a road, bam! He gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
And then his head pops off his body and he's dead as a doornail. Okay. Right? How would you feel? Would you be bummed out or would you be like nonchalant or would you like grieve?
I'll first have to decide how much I have to spend on the fucking funeral. You know, like...
You hold a funeral.
No, he doesn't have relatives. No one.
I've got to put his head back on his body. And, you know,
okay.
Might cost a bit of money. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So it depends, lah. Depends, yeah.
You could just... Yeah. The head and the body, just chuck it into the coffin.
Wait, deflected my question again. So how will you feel?
I'll feel?
Feelings.
I'll feel annoyed because I'd find another one.
Yeah,
To take over this guy.
That's probably
he's just annoyed.
You've got the right answer.
Jesus Christos.
And most likely I'll find the driver and get him
money.
To pay for the kid.
Okay.
At that moment he will bring out his first class
get
acting.
Get him to pay for the kid.
Yeah.
The fella just killed the kid, right? He'll be in jail, what?
Yeah. No, then I lost money on this.
Loss
this
of income.
This guy's helping me in the house.
Loss of income.
You know, and this is 1832 in the deep south.
And at this point,
you gotta pay for this guy.
And at this point,
find me another one.
Your criminal empire
collapses.
See, the
story is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
It is not time travel.
I'm a Chindian man living in 1932 in Virginia.
This is what happens when you watch the Killers of the Flower Moon.
Trailer. I watched Django Unchained 10 times, and
ten
then
times,
this is what happens. Yeah.
You get inspired.
Yeah.
You get inspired by
that. I like DiCaprio's character. He's a good actor. I want to be like him.
Yeah.
Mr. What? Candyland, eh?
But actually, then DiCaprio, right? Samuel L. Jackson's character was way scarier.
Oh, yeah.
Because
way more fucked up as well.
Way
right?
more fucked up, yeah. right? Because as a black man.
Yeah, he's been not just brainwashed, but he's like.
No, he's
both
like.
Sides as well.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I want to survive.
Yeah.
So I will do anything and everything that would keep me in power. And
including abusing like other black
yes.
slaves as well, yeah.
He had no problems like fucking killing the other
John from the Longkang Kitties was going on and on and on about how, you know, this new movie called Warrior Queen or something, or Queen of Kings or something, where they have these black women.
Oh yeah, I think I heard it.
The Dahomey tribe,
right?
And how they are idealizing them because in real life, the Dahomey tribe were slavers and they were capturing and enslaving their
men,
right, to sell them to the
speaking of that as well, I'm reading this book called Empire of the Summer Moon,
right?
It's about I think it's one of the most unbiased like book on like Native Americans and the Old West. It depicts it moves away from colorizing like Native, like romanticizing like Native Americans. Firstly, because they are not a monolith. They are like multiple tribes all over the country.
Mm.
And before the whites even entered the land, they've been killing and pillaging each other and cutting off heads before then. And then also they bring in the perspective of the whites lah, when they move in and then they start settling the lands and then barriers are drawn and all that. I think it's a great book because you learn a lot that like humanity at its core, right? It's all about me versus them.
Mm.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah,
it's my family.
Comedians have been talking about the book.
Oh yeah,
I think Joe Rogan, Shane Gillis,
right?
Quite a number of them have been talking about this.
But
it's a great book. It's a great book. So the main story is about this woman called Cynthia Ann Parker, who was being raided by Comanches in Texas, just out of Austin. Mm. Her fort has been raided and she's been captured. And then she grew up. She married a Comanche warrior. Mm-hmm. They had a son called Quana Parker, and then he rose up to become one of the leaders of the Comanche band, one of the last leaders la, before their tribe was being wiped out by the Rangers and by the U.S. military as they took over the land. Mm. So yeah, it's a great read, man. Yeah. Mm.
And apparently, it also inspired him to get child slave. Right.
Mm. Yeah. No, I'm
just kidding. It's crazy shit.
Yeah. No, but it's all from Africa, lah.
Yeah, I know, but no, the slave part is from the Dahomey tribe. I think I've heard that one before. Yeah. That lady that it's been the warrior queen, she is actually a slaver.
Yeah, but it was not only this tribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There were multiple tribes across sub-Saharan Africa that were enslaving other tribes and other people and selling them off. To but the all thing is that the different colonies that, that came around to purchase products and slaves.
But was the show trying to? I never watched it. Was the trying to glorify her?
Yes. Damn. Yeah, but I don't think they covered the slaver aspect of it at all.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think they hashed over. I mean, they've done a lot. This is Netflix, right? They've done a lot. The whole Queen Charlotte.
Queen Charlotte?
Oh, the Egyptian one, is it?
There's Cleopatra, and then Cleopatra, there's also Queen Charlotte.
Queen Charlotte.
These are historical characters but they've colored them. Jada Pinkett Smith was the one behind the Cleopatra.
Oh, and
my. She dared blame white supremacists, or at least it's reported that she blamed white supremacists for the poor ratings of her show. Not the fact that she
had to wear a wig.
Not only wear a wig. That she
got slapped a little.
Yeah.
By who?
By Will Smith.
He fly all the way down to Singapore, come up from Changi Airport.
He slapped one fella already, now finish already. Nothing. Yeah, he got nothing.
But it's because she miscolored. She took too much liberties with the race of Cleopatra.
Because the Egyptians were mad. If I was Egyptian, I'd be mad also.
Yeah.
Egyptian. I mean, why does the queen not look like me as an Egyptian, right? Yep.
The Egyptians are Semitic people as well. They're a mix of Arabic and the Arabs are Semitic people, right?
Yeah.
Right? That whole region, right? Like Egypt, like North Africa, right? You see all the countries that are around there, what, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia. Do they look like Africans? No. Like the other Africans?
No.
They don't. They look more like Arabs.
Hmm. So it's actually more her not knowing her history and then going into this.
Actually, it's a failure on the entire production crew and everything, right? Like not the technicians lah, not the people who are like doing the lighting and camera work.
It's the people behind the people who behind the writing, and
the script, and no like casting and all
this
kind
of shit. No one
bothered
to correct her. No one bothered to say, hey, maybe.
No, Netflix has gone woke, so woke.
But this one is like
their shows have actually like really gone down in terms of quality, like the dramas and in my opinion, the documentaries and like the true crime stuff. That one's still fascinating, because that one is like facts. What? You have to but the Jeffrey Epstein one was not based on facts lah. That was them trying to build a narrative.
Epstein?
Yeah, the Epstein one was a 3-episode series, and that one was like Netflix trying to like cover up shit.
Is it?
Yeah. I think it was like research, and like half of it was written by one author or some shit like that. Wait, is Tom Clancy has passed on, right? The famous author.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, dude.
Could he be in hiding? Like
Tom
most
Clancy.
Of it's always like
there's
secret.
I know
stuff.
there's a lot of games like Rainbow Six and all that. All the games are still coming out.
Yeah, it's based on his like books.
Right. Maybe. I don't know, but he must be quite old.
You remember the Netflix, they had like a 3-part series on Epstein?
Yes.
Where they only focused the first episode like went through his history, where did he start, where did he first work, after that where he went, then a little bit about like his New York life, then the second episode was about his Florida life, like when he eventually got caught the first time, right? And then like the series, right, they just made it seem like this guy was doing it with Ghislaine Maxwell and it's just the two of them. Right?
Yeah.
They were like trying to like they had people, they interviewed like Alan Dershowitz. Like people who are part of this, you know, people who engaged in like sexual activity with minors.
Mm.
But these people were there giving interviews.
Right.
It's a psyop piece.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying
people
to
who actually like researched this, right? Yeah. They were like, "What is this did nothing."
Right, it didn't add anything extra to what is already out there. Is that what you're trying to say? Right.
Yeah.
It's 101 covert ops.
They
need to control the narrative.
Tim Dillon has done more to expose like Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein than the Netflix series. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just like at the beginning of his podcast, right, he just played a clip where Ghislaine Maxwell is doing a presentation in front of like scientists and politicians about the software Pegasus. And like that was comedic gold because he was like pretending like, as if he don't know who she is,
yeah,
and everything. He's just like building it up, right?
Right.
As this lady who's an Israeli spy is selling a software that is totally flawed. It has so many backdoors in it, and it's meant to be used by military and government.
Oh no!
Yeah. So countries like India now bought it.
Ah, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. it was like fuck. Even the US, even the Pentagon bought it. But I think they share info one.
Right, for sure.
So it's like, for sure. Yeah, wash your money here.
So right now, he's assassinated. It's the opinion in this room that he's assassinated. He was assassinated.
I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know.
I think he was trying to jerk off and kill himself.
Yeah. Hey. Then you see, you weren't there to tell him how to safely jerk off while choking yourself.
Yeah,
and he didn't. Yeah, know about
by lightly punching your cheek or your jaw so that you become suffer a bit of brain damage and then you come.
Yeah, I think I came up with the name of it. It's called the Tappy Fappy.
The Tappy Fappy, I love it. Tappy
Fappy. Oh, the Tappy Fappy, and then he's like, you know, you die happy.
You tap and you fap.
Yeah, you tap and fap at the same time.
And you get happy.
Have I told you guys about a Dirty Dan already?
Dirty Dan.
Have you guys heard of this
before?
No.
Is this your other persona?
No. This is just a technique that you can try, right? So I'm saying this as a culture, a man of culture.
Okay.
So what you do is you...
The man who gave us Tappy Fappy.
Tappy Fappy is your creation, Sean. I respect that.
He came out with the name.
Yeah.
But the action and the technique.
Yeah.
I read it on the forum.
Yeah, but the Dirty Dan is original. Okay, so what you do, right, is you get the most greasy and sinful food that you know of. In my case, it is the black char kway teow.
Right.
You buy it, and then you starve yourself before that. Okay, so make sure you starve yourself for at least 24 hours.
So fasting, so
that
you're fat. This is like surgery. So
yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. What an excellent analogy, sir. And then while you are famished and you fucking don't care, right? Oh, by the way, if you want, you can also starve yourself of masturbation.
Right.
That's great. Okay. So imagine you have not jerked off, you have not eaten, you're hungry, you're famished, you're horny, you buy that char kway teow and you use your hands. It's very important. And like an animal, you put the food on your floor and you stuff your mouth. And then as your hand is greasy and gross and there's grease over your beard and everything, then you put on your favorite porno and then you jerk off and then your
with
grease...
With the hand.
Yeah, with the grease and the filth and... It's a sublime experience.
So here's my important question. After doing that, have you taken a shower before coming into this podcast?
So I'm as you can see, I'm of an advanced age right now, and I can't really do that anymore.
Why?
He's got helpers to do it.
Also, the char kway teow store is unfortunately gone out of business.
Oh, shit.
Didn't survive COVID as good as it was. Yeah.
You could look for Hokkien Mee store. I guess it's the same.
No, sir. Hokkien Mee is not greasy. It doesn't have the pork lard.
You need a pork lard and the Taiwanese sausage.
Yeah, Taiwanese sausage. For all the oils.
What about hum?
That's just up to your personal preference. Okay. But you know, if you want that bloody taste.
Right.
You want to introduce some blood into the
like eating a vagina that has just finished a period.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I like the taste.
So you go at it when you're hungry. When you're hungry, you're famished.
Yeah.
And
Sexually starved. Yes, sir.
But sadly, right, I have a problem with this.
Tell me, sir, tell me. What
because
is the problem?
Because I eat with my right hand.
Okay.
I jerk off with my left hand.
Oh, then you can multitask. You can do it while you're eating.
Yeah, but no, but the key part no, is that I need the grease from the food.
You need the grease, yeah.
Yeah, so you use your left hand, but you don't eat with the hand.
Yeah, but
you're eating.
But you know, I would never put my left hand on the food.
So you are saying this, right, as a man of reason and intellect.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I assure you, when you are staff of food and staff of sex,
no, then
you
I need to buy two packets.
Animal.
I need to buy two packets.
Two packets.
One packet, I will smoosh with my left hand.
Okay.
Right. The other packet, I eat with my right hand.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Then I will use the left hand.
Okay.
To jerk then off. I'll just give it to my neighbor's mate.
No. No.
For her, give for it her to have dinner.
So nah, I brought char kway teow for you.
So Dirty Dan is not cost effective for
yeah.
For
not for cost effective, but I still could make, I can make it dirty lah.
Right. Yeah.
It does like fulfill the name.
Yes.
Dirty Dan.
Yes.
Do you have to go into Dirty Dan fully clothed?
No, sir.
I think
sir.
It's up no, to sir. You, right?
It's up to you, but yeah. I would prefer that we are as naked as we are right now.
So, yeah. It would be...
Really? Naked? It, or no, a white singlet?
No, no.
A white singlet would work.
It's
yeah.
too
because
much.
As
yeah.
you are stuffing yourself, right? Yeah, then you wanna, you know yeah, some yeah. of the
lard.
The lard, the kway teow.
Just drip down
you know,
the grease.
Drip down grease.
That's why you don't want you don't want a white singlet. You don't need a white singlet.
No, but the white singlet, I think, adds to the
character.
Experience, yeah, the character. Yeah,
right. No, right, what you right. need are tighty whities.
And tighty whities.
No singlet,
oh, no singlet, just
tighty whities. Tighty whities. And right. since you don't want to do it at home, right, you find a deep, dark drain. And then you go into that drain.
Oh, you're already committing, man.
Hey, but this is not part of our list.
No, it's not.
It's okay, let's just go there.
You just go.
Yeah, but you're going
just,
there.
You go down.
You're
go
going there just like the man.
Yes, you just go down to the drain.
Yeah.
You do
because
it,
it's not advice, but you still go.
It's not advice, and that's where this guy probably heard of Dirty Dan before you did.
Right.
And when he did it, he almost got caught.
That explains the luggage that
exactly.
he found.
Exactly. There were luggage.
Full of tighty
whities. There were kitchenware.
Full of tighty whities. Yeah.
And there were 20 packs of no what?
Duty unpaid
cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Oh, this I didn't know. So there were duty unpaid cigarettes.
Okay.
Yeah.
20
now,
packets.
Now, okay, yes. I read that as well.
Okay.
And it now makes sense why they brought in Gurkhas.
Yes.
Because if there were duty unpaid cigarettes, right?
Yes.
Most likely this luggage, right, like freshly came from Changi Airport or somewhere.
Right.
Because someone went overseas, bought a carton.
Right.
And just put it in the luggage and it made its way through.
Correct.
And right.
And to celebrate, he was going to do a Dirty Dan. That's why he took off all his clothes, left his tighty whities. It was early in the morning. Chang Kueta already opened radio.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he wanted to go there, but he got caught.
Hume Avenue got nothing.
No, nothing, man.
Fucking Hume Avenue,
right?
Right?
Maybe he was hunting wild boars and then cooking it over the fire.
Maybe you're... sorry.
Yeah.
You
see, right, this is where it gets outlandish.
Right.
Yeah.
The fella is in his undies.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got no weapons.
Right.
The only thing he's armed with, right, is like fucking makeup accessories.
Go kitchenware. Go
kitchenware. 20 packs of cigarettes. Yeah. Hey, 10 packs of cigarettes.
20 packets.
20, yeah. Okay, 20. That means 2 cartons, eh?
Mm. Wait, 1 carton is only 10.
10, yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 200 sticks, one
but
carton, right.
200
like sticks.
Right. He had kitchenware also. So maybe got
kitchenware.
Nice.
Yeah.
So like I don't understand what this person,
yeah,
who's the owner of this luggage,
yes,
what kind of shopping they did.
He's a chef.
We also got to know what kind of
female chef.
Female chef.
Yeah, we also got to know
who's
what kind of
heavy smoker.
Cigarettes that.
But
that
hey, but
smoking.
most kitchen staff, it is pretty common lah.
Right. We don't know the
high
brand
stress
of
job.
The cigarette.
High stress job.
Because if the brand is Paul Moss, we are sure that he's not going to hunt wild boars because it's haram.
It's haram, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know much about this fella.
No,
we
no
only
much.
Know that this... We
don't even know if this fella is human.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, he might be a swamp thing.
It was this guy saw him, right? Not outside, you know. He saw him when he was like walking past and then... Can you imagine how freaky that is? It was early in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? 6 plus, you're walking, you see a guy in his underwear in the drain.
I won't be surprised. I won't be surprised if eventually they find a body somewhere.
Whoa.
And then they like connect it to this.
Yeah.
And then it's like someone who was like coming back from a trip stopped walking in to like one of the condos in Hume Avenue and then this psycho fuck like did something to the person. Might
right.
be most likely a female from the luggage.
Oh shit.
And then
that's a dark thought. That's a dark thought.
And then maybe blood got all over his clothes and everything, so he removed them.
Oh. Right. Yeah, that's a lot more plausible than where I was going with that. Because I had to change it. He wasn't going for char kway teow. That's right. Your dirty thing
right,
to go
right,
for.
Right.
He might have gone for something else, like prata or
I don't go for prata. You do realize, right, I don't eat prata that much. Yeah, almost but it's greasy, at all. It's greasy. You are the one who eats prata.
It's greasy.
Do you eat it with sugar?
From time to time, maybe. Okay. Once in
that's
a while.
That's fucking sacrilege.
No, like something fucking it's sugar. It's like butter sugar bread. Butter sugar bread. Butter.
Why don't you suck a cock?
Can we at least give this guy props?
So much anger just for eating prata with sugar. My goodness.
Oh, this is a common trait among
us. Imagine like, if I told him I eat pizza with pineapples.
That is the equivalent. If you tell an Italian
that you
love pineapple
on
pizza.
I say from time to time, you know. Sometimes I just get
that means
package.
You also love kids. That's what an Italian will say.
Okay, can we also give this guy props though for evading the Singapore police?
Yeah, he evaded the Gurkha.
But I think the person who like called up the cops, right, and gave like whatever information did such a bad job. Or there was like really like
because
nothing.
Because he waited until he found someone else. Only after that person agreed to use his phone, so he gave he asked this person to call the police and talk to the police. So he asked this person to call the police, but the person don't have his phone. So he gave him his phone and asked him to call and talk to the police.
Well, why couldn't he do it himself?
Shy.
Like. Are you serious?
I
feel very suspicious of this fella.
Yeah,
this person.
That's why when Sean linked the
if you
article,
read it, a man climbed in, more than multiple
crossed
item
up.
List, statement from the police. Actually, maybe this is not the one. The one I was reading is the Twitter one. The Twitter one had more info.
Right. When Sean linked this article, right, I read through it and I was like, what a weird set of events.
Very weird. Like, and now when you listen to this guy's story, hopefully
we need the name of the person who first wanted to call
Mr.
the cops.
Mr. Victor Ilano.
Victor Ilano.
Victor Ilano, 50, who declined to disclose his profession. Say he was the one who had called the police.
Oh, this guy's an expert.
Yeah, he said he was out for a walk at about 6:30 a.m. when he noticed light light shining out of a hole in one of the drain hole covers. I was looking at the ground, it was still quite dark, and then I noticed a light outside Hume Avenue condominium. So that was when I realized there was a man inside shining to what seemed to be his phone on a luggage. So Mr. Ilano filmed the man.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is footage.
Footage, yeah.
So, filmed a man on his phone but hesitated to call the police because he thought the man might have been working as a repairman. The only time that he, sparked anything is because he noticed that the guy was just in his underwear. Yeah. So, feeling uneasy, he stopped a nearby jogger. Then, towards the rail corridor and he confirmed if there was a man in the drain. The jogger urged him to call the police.
Singaporeans.
He the jogger didn't have his phone with him.
You white right, you call her.
Yeah. He the jogger didn't have his phone with him, so I called 999 and asked him to speak to the police.
Wow.
Yeah. After the jogger
He fucking played it back to him.
After the police said that they will come, the jogger went off and asked me to wait, Mr. Ilano said. Yeah, and then two police officers came about 6:50 a.m. to 7 a.m. By then the guy ran already.
Yeah, that area, right, is like, it's quite, have you been to that area?
Looks pretty. Real corridor, yeah. Part of there, I never walked past the whole,
it's like a park area.
Park area, yeah.
Yeah, because like the one that they, like the exact address that they specified in the article was 51 Hume Avenue. And that one is like where the longkang is and everything.
Yeah.
That is like deep inside.
Hey, actually, there's been a mysterious case as well. This Japanese woman and her son went missing along the area couple of years back.
Okay. Yeah. But same place lah.
Yeah. Isn't the Japanese like funeral like some cemetery there as well or something, right?
I wouldn't be surprised. Like because that area, right, like behind, if I'm not wrong, it's behind there are like train tracks.
Yeah.
Like that is leading towards like Johor. The old train tracks lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are like tombstones like all over.
Yeah, I was reading this article like a couple of years back of this Japanese mother and son went missing or found dead or something under mysterious
circumstances. Holy shit, I need to look this up. That's crazy.
Yeah. near a cemetery.
It'd be worse
shit.
If it's like linked. Imagine like linked.
So the guy in the underwear was the son who was missing all along. He's been eking out the existence, eating cigarettes in the drain.
Yeah.
for the past 3 years.
And then pleasuring himself.
Somehow he's grown into a full man.
Pleasuring himself.
And then he was so glad that they found makeup for the mom.
Yes.
Yeah. And some cooking utensils. Some cookware.
Yeah. Now it might be a happy ending.
Now we can fry the fish.
I'm still freaked out by the idea.
No if more
I,
sushi.
If I was a condominium, if I lived near there, I'd be worried. I'd be worried. Because there's someone living in
the entire area is all condos.
Yeah, there's someone living in a drain. Now, the only time I'm not worried is if I was the one living in that drain.
I would be pissed off if I'm the one ordering the cigarettes and the cigarettes effort hasn't arrived.
What if
and then, like, fuck, the guy was caught.
Yeah, that could be the secret stash. A secret stash, a ritual. I go down into the drain in my underwear and I get my kicks off. Smoking unpaid cigarettes while wearing female clothes. And having kitchenware for some reason with a fork.
When I first read this, I thought the guy was like homeless and is like, you know, trying to find shelter. But it doesn't make sense because if it rains, it's going to flood the whole. Yes,
it's the worst place to find shelter.
Right? Yeah.
And you have to have balls of steel to go down. I mean, come on, like, how desperate we have to be to be in the train.
This guy, Victor Ilano, right? He's 50, right? Yeah. I doubt that he's got perfect vision.
No, I mean,
the fellow wearing shorts. It's like, oh, the shorts are underwear. I think underwear.
Maybe to him, boxers are underwear. So, like, maybe he was
like, you know, there's
boxers,
this footballer, the English footballer, Trent Alexander. No,
all right.
Even though footballers wear like shorts, right? That is like almost like mid thigh or below mid thigh, right? Closer towards the knee. The fellow like flips it in and like tucks it in like quite high, you know, like as if it's like a speedo. Because it allows him to like kick.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So you see that, and it's like, fuck lah, why you just wear tights and play lah? No need to wear shorts lah. Like the fella like really Trent like really pulls it up, and tucks it into his undies or his whatever job.
Like, it's a requirement. You have to wear the.
You must wear the jersey and the shorts lah.
And he didn't want to.
He wants to show off his legs lah. That's probably.
He doesn't really have big thighs. He's not Roberto Carlos or what, right? But I doubt that Victor Ilano actually like saw what he saw.
Yeah, Ilano sounds Indonesian.
Could be.
It's spelled with two L's, lah.
Could be.
Could be Brazilian.
Or I could be wrong. And the first could one Spanish. Could be I. Right. And then it's I L. So capital letter I, small letter L. And it's this because I don't know how to pronounce double L's. In front of the word.
Oh my god, you know, it's three L's. Victor
Lano.
Lano.
Alright, we're hitting an hour. Should we call it or should we talk about Target?
We can end it off with Target if
we
want.
Could,
I mean, Target. Yeah.
But okay, I don't think the Pride organization or all this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
Deserves our attention.
Oh.
Right.
So we've basically
because it, you know, it's not significant enough. It doesn't affect enough people for like 98% of the population to be affected by it.
What you're saying is that we can end this podcast because we've met our target.
We have met our target.
Yeah.
And on that note,
trans people are not that important.
Whoa. Why did you have to wait? This is not Patreon.
Because most people are not that important.
That's also true.
I know you wanna get people interested in our Patreon, but you can't tease them that much. In order to know more, follow us on
patreon.com/lotsoflobang. And thank you, Dan Wong, for coming to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. What's the newest episode of Longkang KTs?
So well, it's not so much of the latest episode, but John told me specifically to plug the Longkang KTs on the Lots of Lobang.
Do it.
And John said these two things. Number one, we have a TikTok now, so please come and join our TikTok.
Wow.
To see the inane bullshit that we put up. But more importantly,
I didn't expect you guys to get a TikTok.
We got Angie to do the TikTok related stuff. So you know, she
you know what's TikTok slang for?
What is it?
Retardation.
It's okay. We want to get the retarded segment of our audience.
They are growing.
More views, more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And the second thing he said, which this is the thing.
Some of them, they don't know how to swipe up. So they only know how to swipe a little bit. So you replay your video again and again again.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got yourself one more follower on
He's
TikTok.
He's thankful the video is not.
Oh, thank you. Another thank you. Do you have any like pretty girls on TikTok?
Dude,
you could
Sean just followed.
That's all I follow.
You see, you realize the only person here with TikTok?
Yeah. No, this is how successful the lots of lobang are.
Even the guy who wants to buy child slaves don't have TikTok.
71 followers now.
Yeah.
And increasing.
You come in for an hour, you sit down, you work, and then you already got one new follower.
There you go.
This is how powerful the lots of lobang is.
He speaks about it for 1 minute and then it works.
Yeah. Like this is how powerful we are.
Powerful words. So one is to plug the TikTok. The other one is to...
is to plug the Discord.
The Discord. Okay, Discord. Right. Discord, I think I already follow. I may already. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so the Discord, we have fun things there. We post retarded memes. They are so retarded. We have a category that says... All that is not food is friend. All that is not friend is food.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Deep.
Very deep.
Very deep. And now you're going to have one more of different ways to fap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fappy tappy or tappy fappy.
Tappy fappy.
Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan. Yeah.
And Dirty Dan.
We can add on to it. Like we call it the lobang bowl.
Yeah.
Where you fill your lobang with odd varieties of stuff and you get someone to eat it.
Wow. Straight out of scene of Salo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eating shit.
What is a scene of Salo?
No.
Have you not heard of the film Salo? So that's the Italian name, but the English translation is 120 Days of Sodom.
Right. I've seen some select scenes from it.
Ah.
Yeah.
The good ones, I hope.
the whipping and
blood
eating
was involved, yes, yeah. blood was involved. Yeah. At first I was like, what is this old timey porno? Then I click, what, gee bye, this is not porno.
It is not.
It brings you back to the glory days of Mussolini.
Yes. Would you consider that like a sexploitation film?
No.
Exploitation?
It's what? Gore, eh? Snuff, eh?
It's not snuff.
Snuff is people really
dying.
Die, right?
Yeah. It's either really dying or showing them dying. Eh, is it really dying? Snuff is really dying, right?
Yeah, I guess like Faces of Death would be considered slightly
stuff. Yeah, Faces of Death definitely
could be realistic depiction of death. Maybe I'm not sure.
I can kind of tolerate that if that appears on my porno feed. But the thing that I cannot tolerate is like women stepping on goldfish or cats or. Do you know what I'm talking
what
about?
Dicks?
What about dicks?
Say again.
Like
dicks if it's
like
consensual.
Women wearing like a stiletto,
right?
And then stepping on a cock.
I probably would, that would be uncomfortable for me to watch, but I think I can still
and the heel going through the car.
Okay. If we were drunk enough and we had enough, you know, alcohol, and we watched it together to laugh, yes, I would watch it.
Then we will recommend YMH Live. Which number was that?
I have no idea.
They really go through.
Yeah, I was like,
cannot be lah. Go through.
No. My feeling. We were talking about this, right. And then I said that I feel that that's a fake. Fake cock.
Oh, definitely.
Can't be real.
Yeah. And
it can't be real. Yeah.
All this talk about stilettos and cocks has really got me hard, so I'm going to sing the national anthem. Hey, Marikita. Yeah.
So make sure you follow us on Patreon and follow the Longkang Kitties on TikTok. Just search their name, right? Longkang Kitties. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And Discord.
All right, thank you, Dan, so much.
Right. And follow
your
podcast.
Yeah, you guys are fantastic.
Social media, everything.
Yeah. Please contribute to the Lots of Lobang Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon.com/lots of
GoPro, and you can see us all in our glory.
It's time to jerk off. Ciao.